Lee Andrews claims he has bagged the part in EastEnders as he exclaims, "Meet me in the Queen Vic" in latest cameo, despite being unable to leave Dubai due to travel ban.
Vogue Williams says she, in quotes, can't live without her £22 cooling slippers.
Mystery over Zoe Sugg and Alfie Deus' disappearance deepens over donkeys.
Hello and welcome to Barely Contained, the online celebrity journalism show whose monthly episodes are greeted with the same love and respect by the podcast community as the hydration breaks are by football fans. I'm Chris Beckett and I'm joined in the 96th minute by Matt Withers. Matt, hello.
Hello there, Chris. I'm not suggesting that your shtick is in any way predictable, but I knew exactly where you were going with that.
Well, you know, we've gone way past the part of not being predictable.
We could have a little hydration break in the podcast as an opportunity for more adverts.
Yes.
Of course, we don't get adverts.
Yes, we keep the adverts off for you, the listener.
Yes, we're not interested in making money out of this podcasting malarkey. It's a labour of love.
Yeah, the rest are all sellouts.
Yeah.
So, Matt, on that bombshell, I mean, I hope we're not just going to cover some story that we've covered many times before.
Oh, yes, we are. Yeah, that's exactly where we're starting. I think it'd be wrong to do otherwise, because this truly is the gift that keeps giving. I think regular listeners might know where we're starting this month. It's that man again, as they say. This is from the Daily Mail Online, and it's headlined, "Lee Andrews claims he has bagged the part in EastEnders as he exclaims, 'Meet me in the Queen Vic' in latest cameo, despite being unable to leave Dubai due to travel ban."
I always thought it'd be quite nice if EastEnders had a regular guest star who was only able to communicate via like video call.
Yeah, we could go back to the dark days of the pandemic when in Coronation Street, who's the guy who's been in it since the year dot?
Lots, Kevin Webster.
No, the really old guy, the one I think you own a board game that he designed.
I mean, Matt, that could be anyone.
Okay.
Narrow it down.
I'm going to have to put this in. I can't believe I've forgotten this. He's one of the most famous soap characters in the country.
What? Ken Barlow.
So in the pandemic, obviously William Roach couldn't appear alongside his fellow actors, so he always appeared via video link, and he had to somehow write around it to explain why that was. Anyway, that's a very long-winded introduction to this story. So yeah, we're talking about Lee Andrews again, the other half, or Izzy, of Katy Price, and yeah, this time he's claiming that he's got a part in EastEnders.
Yeah.
So it starts off, Lee Andrews has claimed he has bagged the part in Britain's favourite soap, EastEnders. The so-called businessman of 43 was released from Alawar prison in Dubai early this month, where he was detained due to fraud allegations, although he insists he was captured at gunpoint after being suspected of espionage.
Get it right. It's this ridiculous story.
I mean, this guy is just absolutely wonderful. And now, in one of his latest cameo videos, he has revealed he is having conversations with the EastEnders casting director. Now,
yeah,
you have to say, it seems unlikely.
It does, but I mean, it's a good plug for his cameo, isn't it? I mean, you know, it used to be that you'd get Farage to say something ridiculous, and now you can get just a real life Walter Mitty.
I mean, I suppose there is a new director general of the BBC, isn't there? I wonder if this guy, when he came in and said he was really going to shake things up, I'm going to take a completely maverick approach to the casting of new stars of EastEnders.
He's been to Cambridge. He must be able to act.
He's got a PhD. He's got an ology. I mean, I suppose there is form for having cameos in EastEnders by pathological liars, because Boris Johnson was in it once.
A little bit of politics.
A little bit of politics. A little bit of politics. Yeah, I mean, let's just see if this is true. He said, "Between you and me, I've got a little cameo coming on EastEnders. I'm trying to get Kate on there as well. I've been speaking with the BBC casting director. I've got some projects lined up. Let me get to England. Let's do it. Me and the Queen Vic, you know, get out of my pub. I'll do it."
Yeah, I'm sure it's not the first time he's heard the phrase, get out of my pub.
Yeah. I don't think he's ever delivered it, but I think he's probably been on the other side of it once or twice. So do we think that this is a likelihood?
I'm gonna say no.
Well, the next par just runs, "A source confirms to the Daily Mail there are no plans for Lee Andrews to appear."
someone with work experience in Salford, the earliest, easiest first day ever.
It comes after Lee claimed on Father's Day that he had adopted Katie's five children, despite having never met Katie's children.
Where's the process for you?
I mean, I know there are, you know, there are some serious underlying problems with, you know, vetting procedures and all the kind of boxes that need to be ticked within the UK's adoption system. But I'm pretty certain they're insistent you've got to have at least met them.
Yeah, I mean, you'd think it was at least high up on page two.
Yeah, that's the very first box you've got to tick. Have you met them? Lee had said in a cameo clip, "I haven't got children, but we're trying. I've adopted five of them. I love my wife and I love her children."
I mean, without being too graphic around it, when he says we're trying, are they actually ever in the same place?
No, not really. I mean, they're never really on the same continent, are they? So, yeah, and, you know, without spoiling the birds and bees for any people who are listening in a car with children around, you really do need to be at least on the same continent.
I mean, there are advances. I mean, I suppose you could, you know, drop something off at an in-post.
Yeah. Another one of your packages, Mr. Andrews. Yeah.
Exactly.
But a source told the Metro, Lee has told yet another lie, and it is categorically untrue. Lee is yet to meet Princess, 18, Junior, 21, and Katie's eldest son, Harvey, 24, despite being married to their mother since January. He is said to have spoken to them on FaceTime.
I'm surprised he didn't make them pay for a cameo.
Yeah, come on, it's 70 quid.
Come on, kids.
Genuine question. Technically, can you still adopt somebody if they're 24 years old?
I think so, yes. I think so.
Oh, okay.
But yes, I mean, it might be... I don't know. Yeah, it might... I mean, I know Harvey has sort of... Special educational needs, I think.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Yes, I'm.
It's an unusually
slightly taken this into less humorous territory, but yes.
Well, you know, good luck to him. Yeah. In his Father's Day video, Lee spoke about how they are trying to have a baby following his release from Al Anwar prison in Dubai, where he was jailed for a month.
Yeah.
On Thursday, Lee and Katie reunited after the former glamour model was seen at Gatwick Airport. On Tuesday, she travelled to meet her husband.
Oh, great.
She was said to be set on grilling him after being left with unanswered questions following his prison stint. I bet she has.
I can't believe that he's not managed to absolutely square everything away.
I mean, he's had a month to think about this. He's going to turn up and go, "What is this bollocks about EastEnders?"
I mean, I know you're a big fan of, as previous episodes have shown, of Goodnight Sweetheart. I think even Gary Sparrow would struggle.
I think Gary could talk around his time traveling adventures better than this guy could. However, any tense conversations or arguments looked far from Katie's mind as the pair danced in the car together to Mr. Saxo Beat.
I have no idea who that is.
Mr. Saxo Beat. That's not like what was the one that got to number one, which was just a yellow
Oh,
puppet?
yeah. I was thinking of the same thing. Mr. Wazzo.
Mr. Wazzo. Is Mr. Saxo Beat the same as Mr. Wazzo?
I like to think so.
Let's have a look.
God,
Mr.
we're old.
Saxo Beat. Mr. Saxo Beat is a name of a song.
Oh.
It's a song by Romanian singer Alexander Stan.
Okay.
Not in any way related to Mr.
No,
Wazzo.
it's no Flat Eric.
No. Where are they now? They've all gone so
They'll
quiet of late, haven't they?
be our next the August episode will be Flat Eric and Mr. Wazzo admit split.
I really hope so. Katie showcased her surgically enhanced assets in a
Oh.
skimpy yellow halter neck top and shades as she messed around while Lee filmed the two of them. Surgically enhanced assets. Lee
Yeah.
had previously teased there would be a live stream on his Instagram last week as he uploaded a poster which read, "The Grilling on Lee Andrews by Katie Price. Katie needs answers from her husband."
Yeah. They don't live the same life as the rest of us, do they?
I'm beginning to think he's not taking things very seriously. You know, I take things a little bit more seriously had I just spent the past month in a Dubai prison. Now, a new report suggests Lee, who claims to be a millionaire and successful businessman, is also at the centre of a high-stakes property dispute.
I thought it's been down. I'm sure we've said he was a billionaire before.
I think he's claimed he was a billionaire because didn't he
Yeah.
claim to have paid cash for a £35 million house?
Yes.
I mean, if you've got that lying around in cash, you know, you probably are a billionaire. That said, he's also made various other dubious claims.
Yeah.
The Sun reports court documents show he is the first named defendant among three in the case brought before the Dubai court by claimant Alexander Kia. This is where it gets a bit complicated and legal. But I suppose we should do the whole thing for belt and braces.
Yeah, you can't just put like a little bit out there, the lawyers will be onto you in a
Yeah.
flash.
The documents also show an accounting expert has been instructed to carry out a financial examination of the situation, the newspaper goes on to claim. The documents show the court ordered the review on July the 15th last year, with a remote judicial meeting scheduled later last month. I mean, I think with this guy, it's always best to make sure that any meetings are remote.
Oh, yes, I would think so.
I think they've probably gone, "What are the odds that he'll be here?" Very
Yeah.
slim. He'll be in London filming EastEnders. The precise allegations remain the subject of ongoing proceedings, according to the publication, and there hasn't yet been a final judgment. Sources claimed last week that Lee faces being hauled back to prison in 14 days if he fails to pay his outstanding debts after documents revealed the extent of his money troubles.
No, say it's not true.
What? We're only talking about his £35 million cash outlay. Documents have also shown that the debts which instigated a warrant for Lee's arrest included £54,000 pertaining to the hiring of a rental car and £15,000 to a United Arab Emirates legal firm.
God, 54 grand for a rental car.
Is he Nicola Sturgeon's husband?
Did he get stiffed on the collision damage waiver?
I mean, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Really, you'd think, oh, you want to be careful with this guy. We've seen evidence that he's concentrating more on listening to Mr. Wazzo when he's driving
Yeah.
around. While it's thought that Lee was not actively wanted by police officials at this stage, he must pay his debts within 2 weeks.
Yes,
Yeah,
you do that.
I think we know where we're going to be in 2 weeks'
Yeah.
time. And that is that. I mean, too little for my liking about EastEnders and a bit too much financial shenanigans, but still, it's always nice to catch up with Lee.
Yeah, exactly. Citroen Draw Spider. That's a good name.
Citroën Draw Spider.
Citroen Draw Spider says, "Odd, I would have thought he would be claiming to be the next James Bond. If you're going to fib, aim big." And he's put eight laughing emojis.
I mean, it's a fair point, isn't it? Yeah.
KLDN420 says, "If I roll my eyes any harder, they'll fall out."
Ouch.
Yeah, don't do that. And then finally, Spinning Rock says, "His is deluded, gives me the ick."
Oh, ruined a little bit by the mistake. There
Yeah.
you go.
Yeah. Anyway.
Right, Chris, it was good to catch up with Lee Andrews, but let's talk about somebody different. What do you have next?
Well, Matt, I mean, as you may or may not have noticed, it's been quite hot recently.
Yes,
So,
it
we thought we'd do a we pick out a little showbiz morsel relating to the Mercury Rising. And this is from the Mirror Online, and the headline is Vogue Williams says she, in quotes, "can't live without her £22 cooling slippers."
Wow. Okay. Big claim.
Yeah. "Looking for cooling hacks in the heat wave, Vogue Williams has just shared a £22 ice pack slipper she can't live without this summer."
Okay. I can't really picture what these would look like.
Well, you're going to be in luck. "Thankfully, it has cooled down, but with another heat wave on the way, it can't hurt to get prepped. And Vogue Williams has just shared a hot weather lifesaver. Sharing a photo wearing a pair of ice pack slippers, Vogue was inundated with comments from followers asking where they're from."
I bet.
Yeah. I mean, lifesaver.
I mean, it depends. I mean, I suppose if you work with your feet, maybe you're a footballer or you trample grapes for a living.
Yeah. So not if you do. Well, I mean, Vogue Williams is a celeb, isn't she? She's a model. I think she does those kind of aerial adverts.
She's walking up and down that catwalk.
Yeah.
She can't have a tootsie burnt.
Exactly. So the exact ones are the Hillfoot ice pack slippers for plantar fasciitis, priced at £22.90 on Amazon, with Vogue saying she, in quotes, "might be able to live without them."
Okay.
So it's sort of done a complete 180 on the headline.
Come on, you can either live without them or you can't.
Yeah. "Featuring a cooling gel, these ice packs are designed to target toes, arches, instep and plantar to numb pain and reduce swelling for up to 25 minutes. Plus, not only are they helpful to cool sweaty and swollen feet in a heat wave, but they are ideal for those recovering from foot surgery or injury."
Oh, I imagine that if you've had foot surgery, that the doctors will instantly recommend the £23 packet of slippers from Amazon.
Exactly. And Vogue isn't the only fan of these slippers. Amazon shoppers have praised their comfort and cooling results.
I've seen the picture now. I mean, they're not attractive, are they?
It's a bit like sort of putting a, well, I've got, I mean, my daughter's now too old to have a nappy bin, but when we did have a nappy bin, we had the purple kind of bags that you put the nappy in, and they look a little bit like that. If you stuff them full of ice and wrap them around your feet, that's
I
pretty much
mean,
what Vogue shoes look like.
it'll be cheaper to do that then, presumably.
I mean, yeah, I could offer her some if she wanted. Vogue isn't the only fan of these slippers. Amazon shoppers have praised their comfort and cooling results. "I've tried a few different foot cooling products, and these are by far the best. I leave them in the freezer for 2 or 3 hours, and they are perfectly cool, as the fridge just doesn't seem to get them cool enough. They have really helped with my hot and swollen feet, and really comfortable to wear."
Wow, is this journalism now? Just copying and pasting Amazon
I
reviews?
mean, I would say not, but it's very insightful to realize that putting something in the freezer is going to get it slightly cooler than putting it in the fridge.
Yeah. I've often wondered, but I've never had time to experiment myself, so I'm glad somebody's done
Exactly.
it for me.
My husband's suffering with hot burning feet. He reaches for these as soon as we come home and gets relief straight away.
Why is he suffering with hot burning feet? Is he one of these people who walks across fire in like Covent Garden for a living?
I just have an image of like one of those like sitcoms from the 1960s where the guy comes back in his suit and his bowler hat, throws his bowler hat on the hat stand and then reaches in to get his ice slippers.
His feet are literally on fire. Once
He's
again.
just sitting down like that dog meme. This is fine. Great for swollen feet and so cooling in the hot weather. Just make sure you don't freeze them for too long or they are too cold to be comfortable.
Yes. Yes, that's the way that temperature works.
God, it's like threading the eye of the needle getting these slippers right, isn't it? Can't put them
Yeah.
in too long, can't put them
Gotta
in too short, can't put them in the fridge.
No, you've really got to get these slippers in the Goldilocks zone.
Yeah. A few shoppers have criticized the weight of the slippers, with some struggling with the ice packs bursting when walking on them.
I don't think you're supposed to go out and about in them.
One e-shopper wrote, "Arrived on time. They need to be put in the freezer for a couple of hours. They do a really good job cooling my feet, but that only lasts for less than half an hour. They are fairly heavy too."
Also, what's an e-shopper? Is it like 1999? Did they buy these off the information superhighway?
I've just done a 10-mile hike in my frozen slippers.
Yeah.
They didn't last for more than 10 minutes.
Yeah, I did a Seven Peaks challenge and they were not adequate.
Oh dear. Shopping around for heatwave cooling hacks. Here are the five of the best cooling bedroom buys to help you sleep comfortably in the heatwave. Lots of products. I don't think we should name them.
No, not least because this is the way that newspapers make their money now,
Yes.
by you clicking on these and buying them. And they
Yeah.
get about 3 pence per purchase.
Yes. I mean, not our usual sort of story on Barely Contained, but I think it's worthy of its place in this month's lineup.
I think so. I think it's nice to know the direction in which the ship of journalism is sailing, and it's copying and pasting reviews of slippers off Amazon.
Exactly. So, Matt, what are you going to play us out with?
I have got a story from one of our rare forays into the online pages of the Metro. And this is a story headlined Mystery Over Zoe Sugg and Alfie Deis's Disappearance Deepens Over Donkeys.
Well, I mean that's perhaps the most intriguing headline I've read in many a month.
Yep. It's a mystery and it involves donkeys, my favorite sort of mystery. They're the couple that are so chronically online that they've built an entire empire from social media. I don't think they're alone in that these days. I mean, Lee
Yeah.
Andrews is a billionaire from Cameo.
Exactly.
But Zoe Sugg, aka Zoella, and her soon-to-be husband Alfie Deis have been missing for what feels like donkey's years.
Okay, I'm feeling a feeling that might be a pun of sorts.
I think it might be a pun because I'm just going to stick my neck out and suggest that most Gen Zs will have never have heard the phrase donkey's years
That's true.
before.
That is
I
true.
mean, it's really dating you to use that, isn't it? And now we have our first update on the biggest mystery since the disappearance of Tanya Bear and Jim Chapman's miniature dachshund, Martha.
Yep, that one passed me by.
Completely, that mystery of two people I've never heard of's dog. I've got no idea what they're talking about there.
What I find quite sad, but also quite sort of apt about the way these stories are put together is like you've got a hyperlink for the since the disappearance, you've got a hyperlink for Tanya Burr, you've got a hyperlink for Jim Chapman, but no hyperlink for the miniature dachshund.
Martha does not get a hyperlink.
No.
No. I mean, this is very. There's so much assumptions being made in this story. Firstly, they assume that the reader is au fait with the incredibly dated phrase donkey's years,
Yeah.
but you also know about the disappearance of Tanya Burr and Jim Chapman's miniature dachshund.
Yeah.
No, and I'm not even going to click on it. The YouTube couple, who have been together since the heyday of the platform back in 2012, are used to sharing every element of their lives with fans, from daily vlogs to brand campaigns galore.
Ah, the heyday of YouTube.
I mean, I would suggest that the heyday of YouTube is now. now it's just overtaken sort of the BBC and Netflix. I'd say it's probably doing all right now.
Yeah.
However, Zoe, 36, has been totally absent for nearly 6 months. And after taking part in her usual vlogmas, she vanished and shared her final post over the festive period.
Have the police been called?
I imagine being phoning the police and saying somebody's not posted a vlog since Christmas. Oh dear, oh dear. I mean, I've not been on posted on X, formerly Twitter, for well over 2 years now. I hope the police aren't out there scouring the streets for me.
Where is he?
Does anyone check Blue Sky? Alfie, 32, meanwhile, has dipped in and out of his popular social media platforms and last posted back in April, a real contrast to his usual daily YouTube vlogs.
Well, we should be worried.
I mean, is it just possible that they've got nothing to say? Of course it's not. No. What we're talking about. I don't think having nothing to say has ever stopped vloggers. An update on the couple has now finally come to light, and it's not quite what fans had anticipated.
Okay.
They had both spent the past 6 months in a prison in Dubai.
Rooming with Lee Andrews.
Yeah, they met this man who sold them some magical beans. Zoe and Alfie, who are proud parents to daughters Ottie, 4, and Novi, 2, have reportedly been building themselves a donkey sanctuary at their huge £1,700,000 home, which has escalated into a local planning dispute in their quiet West Sussex village.
I love the use of reportedly. Like, it would be great if you had, like, some complaints, like the press complaints commissioner.
Yeah.
Accuracy.
It's no, alpacas.
There's no donkey sanctuary.
Wasn't that one of the early attack stories that the Mail did on Keir Starmer, that he'd bought his mum a donkey sanctuary?
Yeah.
If I recall. It was like, what sort of man is this buying his mum a donkey sanctuary? Can we really trust him with the new wear code?
Well, turns out they were right.
Yeah. Yeah, we should have paid attention to that donkey sanctuary. A post on the local parish council website in Brighton shows Alfie has submitted planning permission for a donkey farm. Yes, that's right. Farmer Deus has entered the chat. What?
Yeah.
Is this what we say now?
Well, I guess so.
God. Oh, God, I don't like this modern world. Local planning documents reveal that Alfie recently acquired a 5-acre plot of land just north of their home and has submitted a planning application to the local council seeking permission to build a tractor parking area, a donkey enclosure and stable, a wildlife pond and 3 shepherd huts.
Just goes to show, you know, it's a bit of like old school journalism matched with the new, isn't it? Like digging out your local planning documents.
Yeah, it is actually. It's good to see that some hacks have still got those old school skills about them. But the application has angered locals over parts of the development, including a 2.1-metre high boundary fencing and new access gates. The residents have argued that the works will cause safety hazards over the newly created access point onto their private lane, and that the heavy vehicles needed to care for the donkeys will cause disruption and damage the root systems of mature trees. This story's changed, hasn't it, since the start?
I preferred it when they were both, you know, missing.
Yeah. I thought, oh, this is going to be a bit of fun, but it's turned into quite detailed coverage.
Yeah, and there's not enough donkey puns for my liking.
No donkey puns. A lot, I think, about infrastructure.
Yeah.
Alfie's planning agent has argued that the huts are not for residential or Airbnb use. Instead, they'll be used to store beekeeping equipment, land maintenance tools, donkey feed, and serve as a daytime restroom by the wildlife pond.
Wow. Good stuff.
I'm glad it's not Airbnb. Donkeys can't use Airbnb.
Exactly.
Imagine them tapping away at the phone screens with those hooves.
Yeah.
And as for getting the keys out of those tiny little lock boxes outside, they're not hoping hell.
I just hope they're not trying to train those donkeys up as beekeepers, because that will not work.
No. I think one thing we've learned from many, many experiments is that donkeys do not make good beekeepers. The project has received support from other neighbours, however, who say that the development is a sustainable return to the land's historical agricultural roots and a genuine ecological asset.
What a natural sentence.
That is what they said. They just this reporter not only has been using the skills of going through planning documents, but she went out vox popping and just stopped someone in the street, said, "What do you think about this donkey sanctuary?" And well, I'd probably say it's a sustainable return to the land's historical agricultural roots, a genuine ecological asset.
Yeah. But I'm no expert.
No, I've not really thought about it, to be honest. Does that explain Zoe's social media absence? Not entirely, but it has reassured fans that all is okay in the Dea Sugg household.
Not entirely?
Not entirely.
Oh, a donkey sanctuary. They'd have enough for 5 years worth of content.
And then it just ends. Metro has contacted representatives for Sophie and Alfie for comment.
Oh, it's on like Donkey Kong.
Another dated reference.
Indeed.
We could go through the comments, but Chris, there are no comments.
Oh no.
Which is strange, really, because this is posing all manner of questions. You think that people will be on there with comments like, "Who on earth are Tanya Burr and Jim Chapman?"
Yeah.
Do you know what? I am going to look at that story. Oh, they're a former YouTube couple, and their beloved sausage dog, Martha, disappeared in 2019 with neither influencer addressing the whereabouts of the pet, despite fans' barrage of curiosity.
Oh, dear.
Tanya even blocked the word dog in her comments. And so people had to use other words such as hound.
Wow.
Oh, I wish we talked about that at the time. Yeah. That was August of last year. Yeah, so there we are. That is that, as they say.
Yeah, well, I mean, we've returned triumphantly.
Yeah, I would say for me, any episode that's got Lee Andrews in is a triumph, and that will be for as long as this podcast continues, every episode.
God, who needs the football when you've got this?
This is our World Cup.
Yeah.
Ah, wonderful. Well, I think, you know, that's pretty much it for this month's Barely Contained, but obviously we'll be back in August, by which point it'll probably be blazing hot once more.
Yep.
But if people are lying around on their sun loungers in Torremolinos in the coming weeks, Chris, and they're thinking, what can I do with my mobile phone? Where would you point them?
I'd probably say you want to order yourself some ice slippers from Amazon. But if you haven't got the £22.90? I can't remember.
It was £22.90.
Maybe just go to @barely_pod if you're on X, or if you're on Facebook, go to Barely Contain the Podcast, or you can, listen to us, not watch us. I'm sure you'll be grateful on YouTube. But Matt, you can tell people about the other ways.
Yeah, I mean, you've covered most of it there, but please do subscribe to us on your podcatcher of choice. So whether you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Amazon or most likely Spotify, or indeed if you're just catching up with us on YouTube, please do subscribe and leave us a review. Really good if you could get a review on the likes of Apple or Spotify, because it does boost us up in the old algorithms.
Mm.
So it just leaves us to, well, thank you, listener, and hope you enjoy the summer ahead.
Yep.
We will be back at the start of August. So thank you to Chris Beckett.
Thank you, and thank you, Matt Withers.
And thank you to you, the listener.
Exactly. Look after yourself.
Yep.